Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to thank you and lift you up on today, God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised, God. There is nobody that is like you in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, God. And we just want to exalt you and let you know just how much we love you on today. Lord, we don't want to be modest or too cute. We're not going to worry about who here and who ain't. But what we're going to do, Father God, is give you all the salutations, all the glory and all the honor, because you are worthy. There is nobody else that can compare to you, God. There is nobody else that is equal to you, Lord. There is nobody else that can stand before you, God. And we want to give you our best praise. We want to give you our best worship. We want to glorify you and exalt you on today, God. We want to lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to bow down to you on today, God, because you are worthy. We want to exalt you on today, God, because it is due you. Before we go any further, God, you deserve it all. Before we go any further, God, before we ask you for anything, oh God, we are going to give you the salutations. Hallelujah. Because you are worthy of it, God. There is nobody that is like you, Lord. Now then and even to come. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the creator of all creations. Hallelujah. And we want to exalt you on today, God. We want to exalt you on today. You are worthy, God. We give you all the salutations. We're giving it to you right now, God, because you are worthy of it. We're giving it to you right now, God, because we delight in doing so. We're giving it to you right now, God, because nobody else, God, can compare to you. Nobody else is equal. Nobody else can stand before you, God. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. And we want you to know just how much we love you. We want you to know just how much we adore you. We don't tell you enough, God. We do not delight in you enough. But right now, God, we're going to give you our best. Hallelujah. Because you are worthy, God. We're going to exalt you on today. You say that if we lift you up, you'll draw us just a little bit closer. And we want to be close to you, God. We want to lay at your feet. We want to hear your voice. Oh, God, we want to sup with you. We want to be up on Shandera Lakasia. Hallelujah. We want to sit at the table with you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, oh God, oh God. Hallelujah. We want to give it to you all today, God. Because you are worthy of it. You are worthy of it, Lord. You are worthy of it, Lord. You go shandere la casia. Haya baha shandere lo cosia. Iko mama nere lo co shandere la casia. Haya baha shandere lo cosana. Haya baha shandere lo cosia. We delight in you, God. We delight in you, Nino co shandere la casia. We delight. We delight in you, Nino Co Shandere La Casia. We delight in you, Nino Co Shandere La Casia. We delight in you, Nino Co Shandere La Casia. Oh God, we delight in you, Nino Co Shandere. And we love you all today. We love you with every muscle and every fiber in our being. We love you all today, God. We dare not exalt anything or anybody higher than you, Lord. And if by chance we have, we want to pull it down right now. Any crown we ever worn, we lay at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we lay at your feet. Any title we ever come, we lay it at your feet. Any and everything, Father God, that we exalt higher than you. We laying it at your feet now. Any houses or cars or money or idiocracy, we laying it down at your feet right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because we know that you are the reason for. You are the sole source and the very essence of it all. You are the creator of all creations. It is you, Father God, that sits high and look low. It is you, God, that speak a thing and it is so. It is you, God, that idiocracy. It is you, God, and we want to bless you, God. We want to bless you, God, because you are all sovereign. We want to bless you, God, because you are all powerful. We want to give it to you, God. We are pouring ourselves on today. We are pouring any and every problem. We're giving you any and every concern. We're giving you any and every worry. We're giving you Abiyakashana, because we want to be empty, Lord, that you may be able to enter in, that you may be able to reside inside of us. We want to give it all to you right now, God. Oh, mama, because oh, God, we want to give it all to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Every problem, every concern, every worry, every fear, and every tear. We want to give you all that anger. We want to give you all that unforgiveness. We want to give you all that pride. We want to give you all that hate. We want to give you all this stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because it easily besets us. It put us in a place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the way you don't want us to be. You want us to be a koshaknete okosana. We giving it all that stuff to you right now. Every addiction that we have, God. Any every affliction in our body, God. All that sickness and illness, Lord. We are not going to maybe exalt any of these things higher than you, God. We pulling it all down right now, God. Because we know that you can handle it. We know that you can fix it. We know that you can change it. We know that you can rearrange it. We giving it all to you. We giving it all to you right now, God, because we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or even imagine. We giving it all to you, God. We giving it all to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you can handle it, God. It's a lot of times, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we hold on to a lot of stuff, Father God, and it causes us to err. But we're giving that to you right now, right here, Okosia. We're releasing it all right now unto you, God. We're releasing it all unto you right now, God. Because we don't want it anymore, God. We don't want to continue to be self-willed. We don't want to continue, Father God, to doing what we want to do. But we want to do what you designed us to do. But we need your help on today, God. So I'm asking you to enter into this sanctuary. Dwell within here on today. And cap your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the foundation, around the entire perimeter. Let your angels stand guard and take watch. Oh, God, everybody that crossed that threshold, Lord, let them feel your presence. Let them know that you are here and that you are real. Oh, God, I'm asking you to meet the needs of each and every individual, Father God. Go down each and every last one of these pews, God. And cap your angels in each and every last one of these seats, God. That they may be okoshanete like I see. Because you said that you would give your angels charge over us, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to release these things. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to release these burdens. Help us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to release these things that causes us to be easily besetted. We don't want to continue, Father God, that we're already okoshana, to walk in air, live in air. We don't want to even think that may cause us to err. So God, we ask you to help us. We ask you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be complete and whole inside of you. I'm asking you to cover us and comfort us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because there's a lot of things, God, that has caused us to get into a low, dark place. There's a lot of stuff, Father God, that has caused us, Father God, to think wayward and haughty. Oh, God, we ask you to help us on today. We ask you to help us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to put that pride down, to put that haughtiness down. We ask you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to give us a heart of absolution, to even forgiveness, God, that we will not continue to walk around and point the finger and wag the head. Oh, God, we ask you to help us on today. We ask you to help us, God, that you may be able to complete the work that you begun inside of us, God, because we don't want to be hindered. We don't want to be stagnated. We don't want these stumbling blocks, Father God, to put the barriers up that you cannot get past. So any and every wall that we even build up inside of our hearts, God, we ask you to help us to tear down on today, Lord, that you may be able to get in as you knock at our door, the doors of our hearts, the doors of our mind. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on today, God. We need you like we never, ever needed you before, God. We're asking you, I be oko shatnede la kasiyo, baba, tene loko siya. Oh, mama, nede loko shatnede la kasiya. Help, I be oko shatnede loko shatnede, baba, tene loko shatna. Oh, God, how we need you, God. How we want you and how we desire you, oko shatnede la kasiya. Oh, God, I oko shatnede, mama, nede loko shatnede la kasiya. Oh, mama, nede loko shatnede la kasiya. Oh, God, we asking you to help us, God. We asking you to help us like you never, ever helped us before, God. We need you like we never, ever needed you before, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because there's so many things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that has caused us, Father God, to get into a place where you don't want us to be, God. Oh, God, lift up the hung down hand. Mend the broken heart on today. Let your will, your way, and your purpose be done, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to do just what you designed us to do, God, and not what we think that we need to be doing, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to restore the hope unto your people, God. I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it a loco shande de la casilla. You know what each and every last one of us need, God. You know what we don't need, God. You number the very hairs on our head, God. You know us by name, Lord. I'm asking you, Father God, he called it a loco shande de la casilla, de loco shanda. Oh, mama, ne de loco shia, ne de lo baba, ha se de loco shia. Oh, mama, ne de loco shia, de loco shande de la casilla. Oh, my mind, the local sea. Touch the hearts of your people right now, God. Stir up some things inside of them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may lift up their hands and ask you, what must they do to be saved? Oh, God, how we need you on today. We need you to help us right now, Father God. And any and every area of our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be called it a local shunned and like I see ya. Oh, God, remove the scales off our eyes that we could clearly see. Uncork our ears that we could clearly hear, Father God, because we be so deceived by what we see, Father God. He called it a sea. And then we be deceived in the neokosia, even by the very things that we hear, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, and stabilize us in your word, your will, your way, your plan, and your purpose for our lives, God. I'm asking you to ground and root your people on today that they may have some consistency and stability in you, Father God, because it's all about you and it's not about me, him, her, they, we, and us. Oh God, I'm asking you to help your web yoko shot in the local sea. I get a local shot in the lacasia. Oh God, put coals of fire on me. Oko shot in the lacasia. Oh mama, need a local shot in the lacasia. You're a local shot now. Hi, mama, need a local sea. Oh God, you know. You know, Father God, in the name of Yoko Shane de la Casilla, Yerboko Shane de la Casilla. You know, Father God. So I'm asking you to help us on today. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, and be in our midst, Lord, even now, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So the Lord woke me up this morning at 3:13. And so I wanted to stay in the bed. I wanted to really just try to get a couple of more hours of sleep before I got up, but he would not let me sleep. So I was just tossing and I was just turning. I was trying to get comfortable. And so it was so uncomfortable for me until I literally had to get up out the bed, because I knew it was something that he wanted to talk to me about. I knew that it was something. So as I laid there and I was tossing and turning, I was trying to pray. I was praying and I was asking him to reveal to me what he wanted me to say to the people on today. And so the Lord got to be dealing with me about some things even within my own heart. And so I got to tell you guys some stuff. It's some things that we say that we forgave, or we say that we forgot, or we say this or we say that, and I'm not going to let this person do this, or I'm not going to, or you know what, I'll just be kosher with them, or I'll just do this and do that. But I have told you guys several times that pride comes in a whole bunch of different forms. Pride is not just you walking around thinking that you're better than somebody else or that you believe in this or that you believe in that. But pride comes in a lot of different forms. Pride comes in different kind of forms that causes us to get into a place of thinking and believing that we can't or we won't or I ain't. Pride causes us right now to be so disobedient and rebellious. Pride causes us not to forgive one another. That's the one thing that he was telling me on today. He said, our pride causes us not to forgive one another. Our pride causes us not to even want to face certain other things inside of our lives. We may say, you know what, I ain't got nothing against that person. And I forgave them for what they did or how they did it or whatever, but you don't want to see them. You don't want to cross their path. That's a form of pride. That pride has you not wanting to face that thing that caused you to be in between and in between. That pride has caused you to get into a place where you want to shut down or you even want to be silent. Not just silent with talking or communicating with that individual, but you want to be silent within yourself, but there's no silence. There's no peace. There's still something that's going on inside of your mind or inside of your heart that's causing you to be in that place. So when you are in that place, it causes you to be haughty. So you may see that individual, see that person, you may duck and hide from them if you see them. Or even if you're in a grocery store, because I have did that before. Or you may duck and hide and try to avoid their phone calls or even other people that they are associated with. So you try to avoid certain conversations. That's also a form of pride. Pride comes in so many different forms until it blocks us from even being able to forgive one another because a person said this or a person done that. And always remember, your actions or the choice that you made always have a consequence to it. So that consequence may be a bad thing or something that you did not want to accept that causes you not to want to acknowledge that thing. That is also a form of pride. Pride comes in so many different kind of ways. You could be prideful even in the things that you wear or even in the things that you put on your feet. You could be proud. Why is pride have such a stronghold on God's people? Because even before things came into existence on the earth, pride overtook Satan and caused him to be kicked out of heaven. I'm talking about the devil. I'm talking about Lucifer. I'm talking about the enemy. I'm talking about Rock, bro, whoever or whatever you want to call him. I'm talking about any and everything that's contrary to the will or to the way of God. And pride has a lot to do with that. So the name of the sermon today is Pride's Prudence and Humility's Reward. See, it's a lot of times what we need to do and what we need to understand is that we got to constantly keep checking ourselves. If we do not check our own selves, we cannot be prudent. Prudence will not abound in us. See, pride is something that causes so many things to be altered in our lives. I want every child in this sanctuary to sit up in the chairs, please. Thank you, Jesus. Let me explain something to you about pride. Pride causes disobedience. And where do pride come from? It comes from within. Pride's prudence. What is pride? It's exaggerated self-esteem. It's a reasonable or justifiable sense of one's worth or important self-esteem, confidence, and satisfaction in oneself. Let me tell you how pride can mess us up, even as a child. Pride. Pride causes disobedience. So even as a child, you can be prideful when somebody asks you to do something, to tell you to do something. And let me tell you how pride arises up. Pride arises. That ain't my mama. That ain't my daddy. They can't tell me what to do. Oh, that's just a teacher. Oh, that's just somebody that's they can't. Pride causes you to go into a place of disobedience. Pride will cause you to go into a place of disobedience until you destroy your own self. I'm going to prove it to you. Pride is a reasonable or justifiable sin. Is that not justification? They can't tell me what to do, or they can't such. When the Bible declares that it takes a village to raise one child, just one. So any and everybody that's older than you and is an adult, they have every right to say something to you. They have every right to discipline you, yet don't abuse you. There's a difference from discipline and abuse. Let me tell y'all what pride is. It's an often unjustified feeling of being pleased with oneself or with one's situation or achievements. It's to think highly of oneself. It's pleasure that comes from some relationship, association, achievement, or possession that is seen as a source of honor or respect. It's an asset that brings praise or renown. That is what pride is. And what is prudence? Prudence is the ability to govern and discipline oneself by the use of reason. It's caution or circumspection as to danger or risk. It's a close attentiveness to avoiding danger. It's suitability for bringing about a desired result under the circumstances. It's the ability to make intelligent decisions, especially in everyday matters. Okay, wait a minute. What is pride's prudence? See, pride. Let me read this scripture first. The first scripture I want to read is Proverbs 16, verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. What is destruction? It's a state of fact of being rendered non-existent, physically unsound, or mentally unsound, or useless. It's something that is the cause of one's ultimate failure or loss of life. What is haughty? Having a showing an attitude of superiority and contempt for people or things perceived to be inferior. It's having or displaying feelings of scorn for what is regarded as beneath oneself that shows itself in an overbearing attitude. How many times pride causes you to get an attitude? Pride causes us to get an attitude because I know what I know, I believe what I believe, and you can't tell me nothing. I know I am better than you, so what you thinking and what you believe in, you beneath me. See, pride may cause you to go into a place where you do not want to apologize, or you do not even want to take accountability for certain things or certain situations. Pride may cause you to go into a place where you are walking around extremely haughty and you don't want to hear what nobody else got to say or even how they got to say it. Pride causes us to go into a place where we do not even want to address certain other issues. We don't want to address certain other, I just gave y'all an example of it. We don't want to address certain other individuals because we don't want to address that issue. See, pride causes us to not even to be able to forgive one another. You cannot forgive nobody if you do not face the issue or the problem of talking about it. And if you do not face that issue and the problem and talk about it, it's going to cause pride not to just rise up, but it's going to cause pride to cause you to put a barrier around you, because that pride is making you think and believe that you got to protect yourself from something or someone. See, pride will put you in a low, dark place. Pride will put you in a low, dark place because you think and believe that I'm not fit to be the bigger person this time, or I'm not fit to do this time, or I'm not, you know what, I'm tired of being quiet. See, pride will make you talk. Pride will make you angry. Pride will put you in a place of degradation or even segregation. What do you mean by that? You could be so prideful again and not want to face a thing or a situation because you don't want to face what's inside of you until you separate yourself from people or that situation because you do not want to justify. I just gave y'all the definition. It's a justified or unjustifiable thing that you believe within your own self that causes you to be in a place physically and mentally unsound. That's all pride. You could be prideful even about this. Let me tell y'all how I was. Let me tell y'all about Yvette. So pride, don't y'all know pride causes prejudice? Pride causes prejudice. Why do pride cause us prejudice? Since I was 16 years old, I did not put a gym shoe on my feet. Because I thought I was just all I wore was heels. Is that a form of pride? That pride causes prejudice. So I did not want to put y'all do know I put gym shoes on today. But let me tell y'all how God showed me about being prideful with just the type of shoes that you wear. You could be prideful with even how the styles of the hairstyles that you have. You could be pride causes prejudice. Pride hinders us from getting to the destination that God wants us to be. 90% of the time, don't nobody believe they prideful. Don't nobody understand what pride is. None of us really can relate to pride because we call it stubborn. They real stubborn. I'm real stubborn. When in actuality, pride and stubborn is two different things. Today, I'm going to look up that word right quick. Come on. Who got a phone? Look up the word stubborn for me. Look up the word stubborn for me, sweetie. See, pride, I gave y'all definition to pride. But stubborn, we don't recognize that we are being prideful because we believe I'm just stubborn. I'm just stubborn. It's in the same region, but yet two different territories. You got it already? When you get it, let me know. Because I want you to read the definition of stubborn. Read the definition of stubborn.
Unreasonably obstinately unmoving, fixed or set in purpose or opinion.
I'm fixed on that thing. There's nothing that you can say, nothing you can do. You can't persuade me, baby. You can't buy me, and you sure can't plead because I'm fixed on that thing. It is what it is, and guess what? I said it, I meant it, and I'm going to my grave with it. Come on, read some more of it. Stubborn. We be fixed on stuff. Go ahead.
Difficult to manage or hard, tough, or stiff.
You hear what I say? Hard, tough, or stiff as stone. I'm so stubborn, it's going to be hard for you to convince me. I'm so tough until you okay. We believe that that's pride. We believe pride and stubbornness is two different things. She read what stubborn was. Pride is pleasure that comes from some relationship, association, achievement, or possession that is seen as a source of honor or respect. It's an asset that brings praise or renown. It's an often unjustifiable feeling of being pleased with oneself or with one's situation or achievement. It's a reasonable or justifiable sense of one's because of one's important self-esteem, confidence, or satisfaction. So it's pride and stubbornness, two different things. Pride and stubbornness are two different things. Stubbornness is when you just know, what you believe, and it don't matter what nobody says, such. It's say hard as a stone. Didn't it say unmovable? Ain't that fixed? When you fixed on something, baby, you can't be moved. You ain't even trying to move. You know? So stubbornness, see, pride can only be recognized if you see it within yourself. We don't ever see pride within ourselves because we confuse it with being stubborn. I'm gonna give y'all a story. Let's go to the book of Daniel. I'm gonna talk about King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was an extremely prideful man. His pride, the Bible declares, and I just read it. I'm going to go back to it. Proverbs 16 and 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before fall. Let's talk about Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, God allowed him to become king. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was not a good king. He was an evil and wicked king. But God allowed Nebuchadnezzar to become king because he wanted to punish his people for what they was doing wrong, their wickedness and their evilness. Now, in the midst of Nebuchadnezzar being king, he started taking all the credit for everything and thinking highly of himself. He started thinking and believing that because he built statues for people to bow down to himself. He gave rules and regulations that people had to go by. He was extremely prideful and thought he was the man with the plan. That's who Nebuchadnezzar thought he was. So the Lord started telling him and showing him in dreams and visions. You know what? I need you to... pay attention. God always talked in parables. When Jesus came, he always talked in parables. Before Jesus came and God told the people stuff through the judges and all, he used parables too. So the parable that he used with Nebuchadnezzar was through a dream. And it was telling him about certain other things. But Nebuchadnezzar could not understand. How many times Jesus said a parable that we couldn't understand? So he could not understand it. And so because he could not understand it, he called the wise people, the prudent people, the ones that was learned, well learned. The witches and the warlocks, and he called the necromancers and all the psychics, and he called all the people for to try to see if they could interpret this dream, but could nobody interpret the dream. And so he heard about one Daniel. And he said, well, Daniel, and I'm paraphrasing y'all, can you interpret my dream? He said, no, I can't, but I know God can. I know somebody who can. So let me go before God. So in the midst of it, he interpreted the dream. Now, the dream was giving him warning about being so prideful and trying to take God's glory. It's a lot of times us in our life have a tendency of being prideful. And I'ma elaborate on this pride, because he's not just talking about stuff. Because where God is going to take the ministry, we got to make sure that we stay in a place of humility. Where God is going to take you in your life, you got to make sure that you stay in a place of humility. What God is about to open up to you, you got to make sure you stay in a place of humility, or you're going to be destroyed. Destroy is failure, y'all. It's when you lose. It's when you cannot succeed. God got a tendency of trying to show us the pride that's within our own selves that we don't want to recognize or we do not notice. Because a lot of time in anger, we don't notice pride because we confuse it with stubbornness. A lot of times when we think we know it all, we don't notice pride because we got a degree or a certificate. A lot of times we don't notice pride because I ain't prideful in what I do or where I dress or how I wear my hair. I'm just real confident. We confuse pride with confidence. We confuse pride with so many different other things until it deceives us into believing that we're not prideful. So let's go to the book. Because he was warned. Daniel chapter 4. We're going to go to verse 28. Now he was warned. I told y'all he was warned. All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar at the end of 12 months. Now, God gave him a whole year to change. He gave him a whole year. He warned him and gave him a whole year to change. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the king of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven. Now here comes God talking to him, saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken. The kingdom is departed from you. See, sometimes the Lord have to take some things from you to put you in your right place. Or stop trying to take credit for everything. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomever he will. Now mind you, he just had me to preach and talk about us being in the season for so long. We be in that season for so long until we get to asking the Lord, well, why am I still here? Because maybe it's something that God is trying to teach you. Maybe he's trying to teach you not to be so prideful. Maybe he's trying to teach you not to walk in pride. Maybe he's trying to show you that you haughty, but you're confusing it with confidence. You're confusing it with assurance in yourself. You're confusing it with stubbornness. You're confusing it with the wrong thing because of what you are experiencing in your life, or even what you believe, because you do not want to face it. How about God maybe trying to tell you, don't walk away from it. Don't be so quick to give up. Don't be so quick to separate yourself, because a lot of times we put ourselves in a place of segregation or even degradation. Segregation, how? You know what? I don't even want to deal with that person. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to see them. I don't want to be around them. Such. They doing it. I'm going to do it too. They said it. I'm going to say it too. You know, all that is a form of pride, because we think and believe that we got this fortress around ourselves and that we are protecting our own selves. I got to protect myself because such and such. We all believe and think that I'm just not going to be so stubborn. In actuality, stubbornness and pride, it's just two different things. Haughtiness and pride is just two different things. All three of these things is in the same territory, in the same region, but yet they are in different territories. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giving it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and did eat grass. See, some people, God will take you through a mental torment. He would allow you to actually go so crazy till you got to go into an asylum. Did you hear what I say? You better ask somebody. I know this is prophet that have prophesied and have testified how she was so prideful, how God had to pull her down until she lost her very mind, and she had to be locked up into an asylum with a straitjacket. But in the midst, she came to herself while she was in there. Listen to this. The same hour was a thing fulfilled unto Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. And I bless the Most High, and I praise and honor him that liveth forever, whose dominion is everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, talking about us here on earth and up in heaven. And none can say his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my Lord sought unto me, and I was established in it. Because God has sent somebody after you. He has sent somebody after you when you come unto yourself, and he will restore you. But before he restore you, he got to teach you not to be so prideful. You cannot be prideful in your life and confuse it with stubbornness. You cannot be pride. And remember what I told y'all, pride comes in many different forms. It comes in many different ways. It comes in many different fashions. Pride will cause us to go into a place where we build a fortress around ourselves, brick by brick, mortar by mortar. What do you mean by that? Because every brick comes from every experience that you had in your life, and it could be with different people. It could be from your childhood all the way up, because we start building this fortress even in our childhood. And because we build it up, we go into our adolescence years, our teenage years, our adult years, and we take all this brick and mortar with us, because I ain't leaving it back there, because I got to make show that if this happened or that happened or this don't happen or that don't happen, I am going to make sure that I protect my own self. And it causes us through pride to not forgive one another. Our pride causes us not to forgive one another. How do pride causes us not to forgive one another? Because I'm not fit to be the bigger person. I'm not going to them this time. I'm not fit to apologize this time. I'm not good. When in actuality, it is you destroying your own self. You cannot be free if you're walking in pride. And that pride is going to prevent you or keep you from trying to address that thing or say something about that thing or even open up about that thing. So how can you forgive if you never face it? How can you get past it if you never, ever come to the matter face of it? How? Okay. Is that pride or is that stubbornness, y'all? Seriously. That's pride. Because we still, the bricks and the mortar, the bricks and the mortar is any and everything we ever experienced or went through or encountered or was a challenge in our life that we're still dwelling on that we cannot get past. Pride's prudence. The only way we can be prudent concerning pride is if we humble ourselves. Humility allows us to be rewarded, y'all. What do you mean by that? Let me give y'all some pointers. Don't let your pride control your emotions. Don't let your pride control your verbiage, your speech. Don't let your pride rule your thoughts. Don't let your pride cause you to go into a place of fear. Now, mind you, all these things is an extension from pride. When you pull a tree up out the ground, a plant, a flower, or whatever, when you look at the root is not just one string, right? But it goes off. It's got a whole bunch of different extensions to it. Pride has a lot of extensions to it. Pride will deceive you in what you see and what you hear that cause you to speak some things that you may regret. It'll cause you to speak some things that you know is true, but your approach causes to be non-effect. Are y'all paying attention to what pride is? Pride's prudence and humility's reward. Because we have to be wise with that pride. Sometimes you just got to be quiet. Sometimes you just got to walk away. Let things cool off. Sometimes you got to not allow your thoughts to mess with you. Because your thoughts erase that pride all the way up to here until you can't reach it. Because it's what, I mean, I done had it up to here. That's that pride. That's that pride. You know what? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Yep, that's that pride. So one day, I had walked in the sanctuary, and in the midst of me walking in the sanctuary, as soon as I walked in here, I felt a spirit of pride and scorn. Let me read the definition to this. We're gonna go to another book. We're gonna go to 1 Peter. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5. Because the Lord always used me as an example. So I had walked in the sanctuary one day, and in the midst of me walking in the sanctuary, I felt that spirit when I walked in. And this is what I said to myself. I said, you know what? I'm not fit to keep on. I'm sick and tired. I don't want to do this. I'm going to do it this way. And because they acting like that, I'm going to act like that. Now, this is a form of pride. Because they act like that, I'm going to act like that. Because they doing that, I'm going to do it. So, now mind you, I'm saying to myself, you know what? You just being stubborn. When in actuality, I was being prideful. And so in the midst of some words being said, I turned around and I was acting just like they was acting. And then the Lord, I'm telling you, it was like a big leather belt whacked me across my back. And when it whacked me across my back, I instantly shut up and I say, you know what? I'm sorry. I say, please forgive me. I say, because the Lord told me that I'm not acting like that because you're acting like that. But I choose to act like that because I want to. I want to act like that. I want to act like that because I want you to feel what I feel when you act like that. I want to. And then the Lord said, you do know that misery loves company. So if a person mad at you, this everybody, don't you want to make them mad? If you mad at a person, don't you want them to be mad too? That's just us. If a person being real nice to you, don't you want to be nice to them? If a person showing you a whole lot of love and attention, don't you want to give them a whole lot of love and attention? I mean, that's just how we are. That's just how we are as people. But our pride, because, and this word just blows me now, the energy. The energy. It's not the energy, it's the discernment of the spirits. But the people, they just make up stuff. I'm going to give you the same energy that you give me. Look at, so, is it really energy? Or is it just really transferring the spirits? Because this is what 1 Peter says. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. We don't want to do this because of pride. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. What is submit? To cease resistance as to another's arguments, demands, or control. We don't want to do that. We disobedient. We disobedient, especially the children. You think they want to do? How many times? And I'm talking to every kid in here. How many times you can say, that ain't my mama, my daddy. They can't tell me what to do. You know? I can tell you what to do. I can tell you. Now, it's up to you to choose whether or not you want to do it. The Bible says that you're supposed to. Now, I could come a hollering and a screaming and such and such and such and such and such and tell you, or I could come and tell you in a way that you will want to do it. This is why I be telling folks, we got to talk to the people instead of at them. Because when you talk at a child, they don't want to. Okay. Let's go a little further. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yeah, pay attention. All of you, talking about me, you, him, her, they will be subject one to another. We don't want to do that. One that is placed under authority or control, on obedience or allegiance to the power or dominion. We don't want to be subject one to another. Because I'm stubborn or I got pride. And I'm telling y'all again, we confuse pride and stubbornness. They not the same. They not the same. Stubbornness, you ain't gonna move. Pride, you better move. Okay. Yeah, all of you, be subject one to another and be clothed with what? Humility. Humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. What is grace? Disposition to or an act of instance, kindness, courtesy, or clemency. It's a quality that gives something special worth. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Let me start over. The name of the sermon today. What's the name of the sermon today, y'all?
Pride's
prudence and humility's reward. Do not allow pride to take you to a place where you cannot get past yourself. Do not confuse pride with being stubborn. Stubborn is different from being prideful. Stubborn, you fix, can't nobody tell you nothing. You believe it, that's your story, and you go to your grave with it. Not only that, in the midst of it, stubbornness will call the Bible says that stubbornness is witchcraft. Did y'all hear what I say? Stubbornness is witchcraft. I'm going to say that again. Stubbornness is witchcraft. We be with our own selves. We be with our own selves, even with our own thoughts. Pride causes us to go into a place of stubbornness. Is y'all getting me? Pride and stubbornness are two different things. Stubbornness, you ready? It's something that's fixed. It's something that's, it's what it say? It's stone cold. It's hard. Did you hear what I said? The Bible says that stubbornness is witchcraft. Pride comes before destruction. Destruction is leading you to failure and no way that you could succeed. Did y'all hear what I say? Stubbornness. You got it? I just heard you say, I got you. Because it hinders us from being free within our own hearts that our thoughts can be stabilized in God. See, if you stubborn like that, you practicing witchcraft, which is going to cause your pride to destroy you. It's going to... Pride's you got to be prudent when it comes to pride. Sometimes you got to be quiet. Sometimes you got to think on some things through humility. When you allow your pride to die completely and totally, it does not mean you are wuss. It does not mean you giving in. It does not mean you're soft. It does not mean that you letting people run over you. It is the Bible says that he gonna exalt you. God got you. Don't you let your pride prevent God from being who he is for you. Don't you allow your pride to put you in a place where you cannot, will not, ain't even thinking about not, but you're thinking about is. Did you hear what I say? Humility is the only way that we can receive grace. That's that assistance that we need. That way that we could be more prudent when it comes to pride, and we would not allow that pride to overtake us, because again, pride prevents us from forgiving. It stops us from forgiving. Why? Because we keep holding on to, we dragging that ball and chain. We dragging that ball and chain because we won't forget. We can't get past today. I'm telling y'all, I still ain't talked to my sisters. I almost been 4 years since my mama died. And I try to call, text, I still block, call her daughter, that, trying it. Pride. Unforgiveness. I'm still trying to figure out why she mad at me. Because I didn't get mad. You. What? I ain't going to say I'm trying to figure it out. Because the Lord done already told me. But I'm trying to understand. Because stubbornness is witchcraft that has worked in the thoughts to cause the pride to rise up that hinders the unforgiveness. That hinders the forgiveness. That causes the unforgiveness. Excuse me. Is y'all getting it? See, if we never face or never talk or never communicate or never that, what is it? Is it being stubborn or is it being prideful? Because they're two different things. You understand what I'm saying? It's simply being stubborn. It's because I'm fixed on this. I'm set in this. You can't change my. The Bible says it's witchcraft. That is witchcraft. Which leads to pride that causes you to what? Be destroyed. What? In your thoughts, in your mind, in your heart, in your relationship. That it'll destroy any and everything around you. It'll destroy any and everything around you. Any and everything you put your hand to. Pride of messing it. Any and every, please y'all. The Lord woke me up at 3:13 this morning talking about pride. We cannot be prideful. We be so prideful until that pride that, let me give y'all another example. And y'all know I give y'all all true stories and it always involves Yvette. I ain't talking about nobody else, I'm talking about me. So, just maybe about a month or so ago, someone was supposed to speak. And y'all already know that I'm spirit-led. And I tell everybody that's supposed to speak, listen, I don't know what God's going to do or how we're going to do. But the plan is for you to speak. If not, you know, we got to let God do what he do. But you're still going to get an opportunity. What? Just be. So, this individual didn't get a chance to speak because God went somewhere else. God did what he did up in here that night. And so, in the midst of it, it causes them to feel some type of way and get angry. And when in actuality, that anger, the Lord said that emotion that triggered that anger caused them to get real prideful. Real prideful. Mm-mm. The Lord said the pride didn't come into the stubbornness. He said the stubbornness came first. So, I try to address and say something. And, you know, well, what's wrong? And which I already knew because the Lord revealed it to me. But it's a lot of times that people need to recognize that they self or even come to a place where they need to face it. You can only face it by addressing it, talking about it, so that it can be released. Okay? And so in the midst of me said, they didn't want to hear it. I said, wait a minute, hold it. They brought up something that I ain't even had nothing to do with. Listen to me. You can just be in the presence and not have anything to do with nothing that's going on. But your presence will cause a person to accuse you of being involved. How many times y'all done been somewhere or around folk? Ain't had nothing to do with nothing that was going on, and you just was trying to keep the peace. Say, don't do that. Don't say that. But you was accused of being the source of it. Everybody done experienced that, I'm telling you. You, everybody, and then next thing you know, you trying to figure out, well, why they say that? That ain't what happened. Why they believe that? The Lord said to me, he said, pride came in because of the stubbornness of them not wanting to address it. So instead of addressing the root cause, you addressing something that has absolutely nothing to do with it. That root cause was never addressed, but everything else was that had nothing to do with it caused the stubbornness. What does stubbornness say? When you're stubborn, you're fixed, you're hard, you what else? What'd you say? You fix on something. See what I'm saying? When you stubborn, can't nobody convince you. They can't persuade you. They can't pay you. They can't beg you. They can't sue. They can't, because you ain't been, you fixed on that thing. You ain't been, it says you hard. Stony hard. You can, it ain't nothing that can change your mind. Nothing. Which causes pride to creep in. And that's when you puffed up. That's when you see what I'm saying? And it'll destroy what? Relationships. It'll destroy families. It'll destroy your mind, your thoughts. It'll destroy your communication. It'll pay attention to that word pride. Let me tell y'all what he told me about pride. Because they take that word and they take it literally and place it where they want it to be. And yet it expresses so much, but the people are blind. So for the Sodomites, the men with men and the women with women, they use the word pride, don't they? They use the word pride. Pay attention. Every woman or man that I have ever came across that is involved with the same sex, they all walk in pride. They all have an attitude about any and everything. You can't say nothing without them. Just pay attention. Not only do they have a nasty attitude, they actually walk in so much pride, like they inferior or superior to everybody else because of something that they never faced in the inside and they don't even know it. That's why I feel so sorry for them, and I don't never judge them. It's something that they never faced in the inside. Things that they never ever addressed. And 90% of the time they don't want to. It's hard. It's painful. If you pay attention, why out of all the words in the dictionary, they pick the word pride? Because pride comes before destruction. Is it not destroying them? He was talking about it Friday in Romans 1. It's destroying them. And not only them, everything and everybody that's attached to it. You ain't got to be indulging in it, but you could be attached to that person or that individual. And y'all can have a conversation, and next thing you know, y'all relationship destroyed. Y'all could be family members. You could, because of that conversation or what was said, it brings about destruction. When in actuality, what was said wasn't even meant for you to take it the way that you did, but you did. And it ain't nothing that I can explain to you, because you're so stubborn and so set in your ways. And to it ain't no way that I can reconcile with you. Because you don't want to face the truth. The truth. It's offensive. Pride causes offense. Y'all know that? Pride causes offense. And it does not mean, and this is why it's so, I love everybody. And this is why on the internet the other day, this pastor, this man came in there, and he was transgender, and he was dressed like a woman and all that. And so in the middle, I just was crying, y'all. In the middle of the pastor preaching, he saw the man come in. He stopped the sermon and said, "You got to get up and get out of here. You a man, you supposed to have on man clothes. I'm not going to let you come in here and such and such and such and such and such, and I don't say anything to you and such and such and such and such and such." I was in tears. Why was I in tears? I was in tears because if he come to the church, he looking for some help. Because this is a hospital, y'all. If he come to the church, he crying out for something. To this particular church. Now he could have went to any other church, but he came to this one. So the Lord was revealing to me that pastor was prideful. Because pride comes in many forms. Not only was he prideful, the Bible say, "I will give you pastors after your own heart." Was he after God's heart? Because if he was after God's heart, he would have prayed with that man. He would, because God is love. God, let me tell you something. And it grieves me. I wouldn't give a rat's tail who or what walked through that door. God is not a God of embarrassment. He's not going to make you feel like you are nothing. You probably in that position because you feel like you are nothing and you just want some attention. We all attention seekers. Because if we wasn't, we wouldn't look for love. Come on now. So you don't know what that person went through, or what mentality breakdown that they had to make them even think that you understand what I'm saying? It could be anybody. It used to be this couple that used to come in here all the time. It was a man and a lady. They was homeless. Homeless. She was 18. Never forget them. I never forget this couple ever in my life. And he was 30-something years old. He was 18. She was 18. And that was her uncle. Her whole family just disowned them. And they ain't had nowhere. She could have went home to her. You know what I'm saying? But she chose love. Come on, y'all. Pay attention. And he had too much pride to go. Talk still right. Every time they walk through the door, she'll sit in the back. He'll come all the way up here to the altar and get on his knees and start praying.
and just start crying and asking God to forgive him and help him. Now, so she messed around and got pregnant. I see them at least once a month. They always coming. All every time they come, whatever the Lord say, I tell them, I give them, do whatever, whatever. And one day, I was up here preaching. And in the midst of it, this got to be at least about 4 or 5 years ago. I was up here preaching. And in the midst of me preaching, he came through that door and hit the floor, crying and screaming. She dead. Like that. I ain't know. I'm steady preaching, so Minister Theodis helped him up. Took him outside and talked to him. He didn't want to go outside. He came up into the altar and laid on the floor. So I was still preaching, let him lay on the floor. Because you don't know what people need. You don't know when they get to crying out. That I'm not going to have so much pride till I tell you, take him out of here. Move him out the way. Oh, he stayed there. No, let him stay. It's okay. We got air freshener. It's all right. Let him cry. Let him do whatever it is that he think he need to do to get some help. Let him do it. When the service was all over with, he was laid on that floor. The whole service was over with. I got down on the floor with him, laid next to him and started talking to him. And they was walking across the freeway. And as they was walking across, she dropped something and she went to pick it up. When she picked up, 18-wheeler hit her, killed her dead instantly. She was about maybe 6 months pregnant with his child. And he did not know what to do or where to go. But he ran to this church from that freeway right there. That's what happened right there. Ran all the way down here and came just to cry. Now, all the churches in the past, y'all know there's a lot of churches coming up. He came here. Anyway, when he left here, I didn't see him no more for about a year. And when I seen him, I didn't even recognize him. It almost killed that man. I didn't even recognize him. And then I have not seen him since. That day. Every single day I pray for him. Because I don't know whether he's living or dead. But I wasn't going to be so prideful that I tell him to get out because he's stinking. Or he homeless. Or he not knowing what that young man needed. At that moment, I did not stop preaching just because he came in here hollering. You know what he need? An alcoholic came in here like that before. Hollering and cussing. And when he came in, he came all the way up here to the altar and sat right here. I was preaching. I stood right in front of him. And when I got through preaching, he was crying, laying on the altar. See, you don't know what people need. Some people just need a hug. But I'm not going to have too much pride. This is where pride comes in many different forms. We go through so much as kids until we bring these things into our adulthood. Until even when we go through a lot as kids, we bring it into our adulthood, then we have children. And then we wonder why our children acting out or doing certain other things. And we get to look, I'm not a good mother or I'm not a good father. When in actuality, we don't know what. That I keep telling y'all, kids go through stuff too. I was a kid before. For real. We wonder why they acting out. We wonder why they keep doing this or keep doing that or keep doing it. And nowadays, because of these phones, our kids is being introduced to so much stuff. The internet is destroying our kids' mentality. And they're walking around with their eyes open, wide shut, and their head down. I walked in Walmart the other day, and this man was so fine. Oh my goodness. It was just eye candy. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, that man's so fine. And he was on his phone just messing with doing stuff. And I kept walking. And he was walking straight towards me. I kept walking. And then when he bumped into me, I say, see, you better hold your head up. Why you in that phone? You don't know what you walking into. You don't know what you know. And he started, he said, you right. Now this is an older man, gray, oh, pretty fine. Yes. And I'm looking like, what, you, the old people, the young people, all the people in the folk walking around with their head down, like you ain't even paying attention to what's really going on around you. And we was in Walmart. I said, I ain't gonna even move. I couldn't move to the side. I said, nope, I'm gonna teach this joker. I'm just gonna keep walking there. Ain't even looking. Ran right into me too. His head hit me, hit my chest right here. I said, see? And he was talking to me. So you know he had to be down like that. I say, see, you better watch where you going. And he just started laughing. You're right. Yes. Pride will cause us to get so messed up and so wrapped up until we get so stubborn, until we start practicing witchcraft. Are y'all paying attention? Yellow sheets of paper and red pen. If it's any, pride will cause you not to forgive folk. Pride will cause you not to take accountability and acknowledge some things. Pride, I'm telling y'all, God woke me up this morning talking about pride and humility. Don't allow your pride to destroy you. If you did something wrong or whatever, you apologize. Don't come to me talking about, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to be like, what you sorry for? I already know what you're sorry for, but you need to be able to recognize it your own self. Or if they ain't saying nothing to me, I ain't gonna say nothing to them. It's okay. They gotta say, people will walk in here and they ain't say hi to me, but they say hi to them. Don't let your pride cause you not to submit yourself to one another. I don't care, ain't nobody gotta speak to me. I'm still gonna speak to you. And if you ain't speak, don't make me hug you. Don't. Come on, you guys, write down all this stuff that is causing you to be all messed up in your mind and your thoughts and in your heart. That's putting that pride and that stubbornness up. That's preventing you from forgiving. Sometimes we be so prideful and so stubborn that we don't even want to tell nobody what's going on inside of our bodies. When it I ain't said, ask Yvette. Baby, I could be so sick. Some stuff could be going on with me. It could even be something I know I need to release. I ain't telling nobody nothing. I'm just going to go to the Lord, and I'm just going to, my daughter say, Mama, why you be doing that? I could be on the phone. She can call me on the phone. I'd be, hey. She'd be, hey, what you doing? I'm like, nothing's in here. She said, what's wrong with you? I say, nothing. I'm good. She say, no, you ain't. Because you usually be, hey. I'm wonderful. She say, you ain't wonderful today. What's going on with you? What? Don't let her see me. Mama, you need to lay down your ass. You're not. You see what I'm saying? My pride, I don't tell nobody, and so I keep going. Then when something happened to me, or I have to go to the doctor. Well, how long has it been going on? About a week. You ain't that's just being stubborn, isn't it? Is it?
We still learning.
We still learning. Fixed on it. Hard. What about you got that kind of pride that you don't want to share nothing with nobody when you know you need some help? Oh, come on. Come on, somebody. You too prideful to ask because you done said this too much. I don't need nobody to do nothing for me, but yes, you do. And then when you do need somebody, you done said it so much and you so prideful until you ain't fit to ask for nothing. You bet. Knowing I need a dollar. All I need is $1 and then I'll be able to buy a hamburger so I can fix me some dinner. I ain't finna ask nobody for nothing. I'm just gonna buy that pig feet. It's cheap. Pork is high as beef now. I'm just saying. Everything. How you gonna get a dozen eggs and I'm gonna $5 for 12 eggs? Who buys 6 eggs? Who buys 6 eggs? I didn't know they did that in the state. I know when I was over there in Jamaica, they had a 6 eggs for $350 for 6 eggs. My granddaughter was like, what? Yeah! A bag of Doritos was $2,000 and some. For the family size. I'm like, y'all, I want to go home. That week couldn't go fast enough. I'm not kidding y'all. It is so beautiful over there, but it is expensive. Our money is worth more, but when you get through a bottle of water, it's $100 and some. I'm just saying. Our money is worth more over there, but when you get through paying it to... $30,000, I went to the grocery store and it only was enough food for 2 days. Out of $30,000, it was only enough food for 2 days and I had one bag. Y'all know $30,000 will fill a whole slew of folk here in Michigan, in Alabama, in Georgia, in Texas. We could feed a lot of folk with $30,000. You hear what I say? I know y'all know all of Winn-Dixie's fit to turn to Aldi's.
What? I
know.
I buy one, get one free.
So, listen. I want y'all to write down all this stuff that's causing y'all to... Jesus. He was talking about that brick by brick, that mortar by mortar. I wanted to run through here and holler and scream and do all that on today, but the Lord wanted me to talk to y'all about pride and humility that causes us to build up these walls that puts us in a place where we cannot be free. So we want to put that pride down. Anything that has caused you to go into a place of unforgiveness and caused you to go into a place of thinking and believing that I ain't got to deal with this, I don't want to deal with this, and it's just too much, or I'm done with that person out there. Don't let pride and stubbornness cause you to be destroyed in your thoughts towards the individual, in your mind, in your life, in your heart, all that stuff. We want to release all these things on today, you guys. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is if we give God any and everything, that he may tear down these walls and these barriers that we build up around ourselves, thinking and believing that we are protecting ourselves. When you put these things on the altar, you're putting them on the altar and you're asking God to help you to remove some things. I was in conversation on yesterday with one of the church members in the midst of me, and she was talking to me. I felt in my throat that she wanted to just cry. And then the Lord said, she giving up. Just like that. And so I started encouraging her. And the reason why I had to is because she say, I'm tired of doing this, and I'm not going to do this time, because I'm all the time. And so that was a form of pride and a form of stubbornness. But because of her current situation, what she was going through, she was not going to accept anything that I would say or even try to help her to get past that, because of her emotional mess that she didn't want to face it in. She don't want to do it anymore. She don't want to. So pride will put you in a place of wanting to give up, y'all. Please understand that. Because you get sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. So write down all these things that causes you to be in between and in betweens. That causes you to want to go into that place of being stubborn. And not wanting to face, not wanting to share, not wanting to release. It could be anything in any area of your life. We don't want to be destroyed by pride. Thank you, Jesus. As y'all write these things down, when you get through, please come put them on the altar. And as you put them on the altar, leave them on the altar. And then just start praying for yourself and asking the Lord to pour these walls down, these barriers, these fortresses, all this stuff that has caused us to get into a place, be in a place, and stand in that place. We don't want to stay in that place. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, touch your people on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know each and every last one of us. You number the hairs on our head. You know his name by name, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and all the things that we go through, Father. I'm asking you to touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we express ourselves, Lord, as we release these things unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're giving you all these things right now, Father, as we write these things down, Lord. It's some hidden stuff. It's some stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we never have addressed, Father God. Even from our childhood, we're still holding on, Lord, that has put us in a place of being prideful and stubborn, Father God, because we have already made a vow with ourselves that this will never happen, or I won't allow that to happen, or this can't happen, Father God. We don't want to be in the place of stubbornness, Lord, because you said in your word that stubbornness is a form of witchcraft, and we don't want to practice witchcraft, Father God, because you said that you would not even suffer a witch to live, Lord, and we want to have that life in abundance in you, God. So I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would expose our prideful thoughts, our prideful acts, our prideful ways unto us, Father God, and then give us the heart and the encouragement, Father God, that we may be able to accept these things. We want to accept these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want these things to have us in a place, Father God, where we are burdened down. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, concerning that prayer, that it would not even put us in a place, Father God, where we are pointing a finger, even wagging a head at anybody else, Lord, but that we are simply, Father God, trying to accept your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, Father God. And it's a lot of things, Lord, that we go through. It's a lot of things that we experience, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that even put us in that place. But right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're putting it all down at your feet right now, because we have no control over it, Father God. We have no control over it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And even if we are encountering other people being prideful and stubborn in our lives, Father God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you shield us and protect us, that these transferring the spirits will not transfer into us, God, and then we fall into a place of error. Lord, I'm asking you to put coals of fire on our tongue, that it'll burn up any and everything that's not like you, Lord, that even as we address these things, we will not address them with emotional despair. We will not address them, Father God, with emotional anger. We will not address them, Father God, that causes us to go into a place that we would be destroying our relationships. We will be destroying, Father God, our communication. Lord, I'm asking you to touch us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we give you all these things, Lord, because they cause us to be heavy laden. It causes us to be burdensome, Lord. It's some sickness that's going on down in the inside of our bodies, Father God, that we have even so much pride that we ain't going to even tell anybody, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It's some things that's going on even in our thoughts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we are not going to even share with one another, Lord. Pride has put us in a place, Father God, time where we have even put ourselves in a place of degradation and segregation. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would lift it up. Lift it up on today, Father God, and uproot it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it would not continue to spread within our hearts, Lord. Because the more that is spread, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is causing us, Lord, to be more stubborn. It's causing us, Father God, to be more hateful and bitter and being scornful towards one another. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, God, because we need your help like we never needed it before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we don't want to continue to walk around, Father God, doing something that's contrary to your will or to your way, Father God, because you said you resist the proud. In other words, Father God, you don't want to have anything to do with a prideful person, a prideful heart, or even a prideful thought. So help us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, not to think that we're better than nobody else or more than nobody else, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to allow pride to be in our hearts that prevent us from forgiving one another. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to not allow pride, Father God, to cause us to point the finger, even wag the head at one another, Lord. We may not be able to understand the things that others are going through, Father God, or even what they have even experienced in their lives that has caused them to be the way that they are, Lord. But help us on today not to wag the head or even say aha, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to put us in a place of humility, God. Give us a heart of lowliness and meekness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to have compassion for one another, God, and not cause us to be so prideful, Lord. Let us not get so prideful that we don't confess our faults to one another, Lord. Not to point the finger or wag the head or say you did this or you did that because I did this or I did that, but simply to confess what you did, Father God, not putting nothing in that they have did but what we have did individually, Father God. I'm asking you to help us on today not to be so prideful, to acknowledge these things and even take accountability, and whether it's an adult, even telling a child, I apologize, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, not to be so prideful and hearty, thinking and believing that we do not owe a child apology, or even that a child need to apologize to an adult, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that give us a heart of acceptance, that we won't have no hard heart and walk around and be stubborn, Father God, in the name of Jesus, being fixed, Lord, and having the brokenness inside of us, Father God, all because of a thing that was said or a thing that was done. Because a lot of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, don't even understand or even believe that we're walking in pride. We're just saying that we're stubborn, which is two different things, Father. I'm asking you to remove the scales off our eyes, God, that we can clearly see. Uncork our ears that we can clearly hear. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will submit ourselves unto one another, Father God, not thinking and believing that we are wusses or that we are soft, Father God, but simply, Father God, to be servants unto one another. When we see each other, Father God, overtaken in a fault, give us what to say and even how to say it to that individual, that they may be restored back into their proper position and their proper place. And you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and not thinking and believing that they have fallen so that they are cast out, because you said you may fall, but you are not cast out, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to have a heart of acceptance and a heart of purity, that you may be able to sanctify us, Lord, that we will love out of a sincere and a pure heart. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today not to be so grudging towards one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus, or even being spiteful, holding on to animosity, Lord. I'm asking you to sever them old ties and them soul ties, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that cause us to even dwell on the past, Father God, because you said in your word that the past would destroy us. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we release all these things unto you, Father God, because words, they dig so deep, Father God, but your words can cut out them words that were spoken that has caused us, Father God, to go into a place of degradation or segregation. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may come together collectively, Father God, and be able to reason with one another, Lord. Help us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not constantly keep doing the same old thing, Lord, because this time we want to get it right, Lord. We don't want to keep recycling the cycle, Father God, that causes us to go into that place, Father God, of lost hope, and not even believing that it'll get better, Father God, when you say that all things are possible with you. Lord, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual now, God. Every prayer that they put on that altar, Father God, everything that they wrote down, even the things that's inside inside of their hearts, God, that they do not even recognize is still there. They think that they done gave it all to you, Father. I'm asking you to empty it all out on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would not walk around burdensome. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we could be released from all this stuff, God, that's caused us, Father God, to cleave to the dust. I'm asking you to put coals of fire on our tongue, that it'll burn up any and everything that's not like you, Lord, that we will only speak the oracles of you. Oh God, I'm asking you to complete the work that you've begun in each and every last one of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that pride will not overtake us, Father God. I'm asking you to touch every sodomite, every lesbian, Father God, every homeless person, every person that's addicted to any drugs, alcohol, or whatever it may be, even if we're addicted to our own way and our own actions, Lord. I'm asking you right now to touch us all, Father God, because you said in your word that you have no delight that any of your people should perish, not even the wicked. I'm asking you to even touch the wicked and the vain mind and the hearts of your people on today, Father God, that we may submit ourselves under your mighty hand, God, that you may be able to give us some grace, because without your grace, your assistance, Father God, we are nothing, absolutely nothing. We cannot even get over these things. Help us to get over and get past, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that our thoughts will not continue to wander around in the wilderness. Oh God, water our lands on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to be elevated and grow in you. I'm asking you to touch each and every last one of us, even in our bodies on today. I'm asking you to heal, God. Touch the kidneys, God. Touch the lower extremities. Touch our heart on today, Father God. Remove any any disorders in the blood on today. I'm asking you to regulate our hearts. Regulate the palpitations of our hearts on today, Father God. I'm asking you to, oh God, settle us in our mind, Father God, that we will not be in emotional despair. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because without you, we can do absolutely nothing. We need you to help us on today, Father God, to even give us wisdom, that we may be able to speak and talk to others, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We need wisdom on how to have self-control, Father. We need wisdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not lean to our own understanding. We need wisdom, Father God, even in the things that you are teaching us, Father God. Teach us how to use these things. We need your wisdom on today, Father God. And you said in your word, Father God, that if we have it not, to come to you and ask, and you will freely give it to us. So I'm asking you to give us wisdom, Father God, even in our spending. Give us wisdom, Father God, even in our communication. Give us wisdom, Father God, even in that we would not allow pride and stubbornness, Father God, to overtake us. I'm asking you to touch each and every last one of us on today, God, because we need you like we never needed you before. Oh God, I'm crying out for your people on today, God, in every nation, tongue, religion, and every nationality. I'm asking you to complete the work that you begun inside of us. I'm asking you to do it on today, God, because I know that you can, I know that you will, and I know that you delight in doing so. I'm asking you to touch us individually, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we need the more of you. Without you, Father God, we cannot accomplish anything. We know and realize, Father God, that you are the reason for it all. You are the sole source for it all. You are, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so I'm asking you to help us on today, God. Help us right now and touch even our loved ones, Father God, that's attached to us. Our extended loved ones on today, Father God. I'm asking you to touch even our children on today, Father. Remove any disobedience and any haughtiness and pride even within them, Father God. Let them submit themselves under your mighty hand as we submit ourselves, Father God. I'm asking you to complete the work that you begun in each and every last one of us, Father God, that we will walk in your truth and your holiness and be at peace with one another. Breathe on us, Lord. Breathe on us, God. Even now, Lord. In your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. The Lord said, you got to forgive. Because that's a form of prayer. We got to forgive, y'all. Because it's a form of prayer. We got to. We got to let go of some things that a person did to us and we put up with for so long. And then we say that we forgave because I ain't dealing with that person or they not in my life no more or they gone away or whatever, whatever. We still have to forgive them because that pride that's down inside of us is telling us I don't want to see them no more or they don't even deserve to see me. They don't even need to see me. That's pride. That's a form of pride. I don't want to deal with this, and I don't want to see this, and I want to insist, insist. It's all that the Lord said is many forms of pride. We have to lay it down at his feet today, y'all. We got to give it all to him because he's the only one that can handle it, and he's the only one that can fix it. He's the only one that can do it. It's some things that were said to us. It was some things that was done to us. It's some stuff that we have saw, that we have heard, that we have overlooked, that we and we still dwell and we harp on it. We got to let it go, y'all. And we got to give it to the Lord. And let me tell you something. No, it's not easy. So you got to ask the Lord to help you. You got to ask the Lord to help you. Help me, Lord, in that area of pride. Help me, Lord, in the area of stubbornness. Help me, Lord, in that area of being grudging. And because all that is pride. All that stuff is pride. It's all a form of pride. Father God, consider these prayers on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not continue to go into that place and do that thing that's not pleasing in your sight. I'm standing in the gap for any and every individual in here. And I ask you to answer these prayers and all others in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated if you want to. That's it. Give God a hand clap of praise. Lord, we thank you for your word. He reminded us. So, why was he talking about this today? Because God is going to release some things. He is going to release some things to us as people. And we do not want to allow pride to get in our way, whereas we become selfish. Or we become bitter or haughty or, you know, thinking we're better than somebody else. It's coming, y'all. He showed it to me this morning. I told y'all he woke me up at 3:13 this morning. So we got to make sure he had me to talk about Nebuchadnezzar. So he is the one. See, sometimes the Lord have you going through some stuff so you can realize that you are being prideful and not stubborn. It's two different things. I love you guys so much. I hope that it was something said on today that can help you to be more mindful. I pray to God it was something said on today that will help you to be more mindful of your own thoughts and your own actions. Pride's prudence. We got to be prudent. You can have pride and be smart with it. You see what I'm saying? It don't mean you prideful, you just confident. And it's a difference. You know what I'm saying? You could know what you know and not think that you know it all. But you got that knowledge. But because you think you know it all, that's a form of pride. When you can have that knowledge and be smart with it, prudent with it, and not make other people think that they stupid and you smart. Are y'all following me? We got to use wisdom with the pride that God that we have. You know, it's because pride comes before destruction. And none of us want to fail. None of us want to die. None of us want to get into that place where we can't pull ourselves out. Because we can't. And that's another form of pride. If I don't do it, who won't? I got to make it happen. Because if I didn't, that's a form of pride. We a mess. We take all these little sayings and all. We got to pay attention to what we saying, because you can say it and not mean it like that, but because you said it, the enemy will come and grab it and then throw it back at you, and you living it, walking in it, thinking it, believing it, acting it. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to be mindful and more careful, y'all. Because humility is what rewards. For real, for real. Humility is what rewards. We gonna get ready to get our tithes and our offering. I ain't gonna hold you guys no longer. I be trying to get it all out. I be trying to get it all out. Thank you, Jesus. It was some people that gave me their tithes and their offering on this week because they weren't going to be here. Y'all make sure y'all continue to keep Keita and her family in your prayers, and Whitney and her family. Whitney lost her mother. Keita lost her stepfather. We want to make sure that we keep all the people and the folk in prayers that's in a place of bereavement. And bereavement ain't just death, y'all. It could be in a relationship, it could be losing a job, it could be anything. We just want to keep everybody in prayer. Everybody in prayer. Anybody needing envelopes, raise your hand. I pray to God that it was something I said on today that can help you to be able to get past that prideful heart or that prideful spirit. The people that we normally see, you don't see today, please keep them in your prayers. Please keep them in your prayers. Because, again, we don't know what's going on or what's happening. But everybody that's here today, this word was for them today. We don't know what God's going to do, but I know he's doing something. Woo! And I'm excited. I'm excited for everybody. I'm excited. Let's hold them tithes and offering up in the air and give God back just what he gave unto us.